Pennsylvania federal judge says resentencing child lifers to 35 years to life is illegal, by Shaka Bonham. In the recent court decision of Songster versus Beard, Timothy J. Savage, United States District Court judge for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, plainly stated that such resentencing schemes of 35 years to life would be unlawful, as it would violate the United States Supreme Court's ruling in Miller and Montgomery. In his memorandum opinion, Justice Savage concisely laid out the resentencing framework and requirements for child lifers sentenced before June 25, 2012, and then proceeded to explain the Pennsylvania dilemma. In Pennsylvania, the sentencing court is faced with a dilemma. That is, there is no statutory sentencing scheme that applies to child offenders who were convicted of first or second degree murder before June 25, 2012. This is because the old murder statute, which applied in Songster's case, has been declared unconstitutional. The new murder statute for child offenders applies only to individuals convicted after June 25, 2012. As the Pennsylvania legislature specifically noted that the new murder statute did not apply retroactively. Because there is no statute establishing the penalty for those child offenders who were convicted of first or second degree murder before the passage of the new murder penalty statute, the Pennsylvania Parole Board is powerless to parole a person serving a life sentence. Justice Savage additionally explained that the parole board can only grant parole after the minimum term of imprisonment has expired. Because there is no statutory maximum sentence, there is no minimum term in the case of a juvenile who had been convicted of first or second degree murder in Pennsylvania before June 25, 2012. Therefore, parole is not an option, and the parole board can play no role in executing the new sentence. Justice Savage concludes that if there is no statutory sentencing scheme that applies to Songster, and if parole is unavailable, then the resentencing court's only option may be a flat sentence imposed after conducting the constitutionally mandated sentencing hearing. There is another option for the district attorneys and courts. Resentence the child lifers to the next lesser severe penalty of third degree under the murder statute of 20 to 40 years imprisonment. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Bonham. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.